Okay, so we're on Ayin Hema Beis and Rashi. Rabbi said, "Lo temer b'shuva lo also basa chazaka dugu b'klal." Don't mistakenly think that b'shuva doesn't hold the chazaka dugu at all. Tefila b'malkam shein cheses moment emedes negdal lahakisha. When it's not in conflict with the cheses moment. Even when it's not a conflict with the Chesed Mabin, Yeshua doesn't use Chazaka the Gufa. That's not true. He only doesn't use Chazaka the Gufa. He Chadika Chazaka the Mamino. Emeris Lanegda Kihacha. When we have a conflict between the Chesed Mabin, the Muxik, and the Chesed the Gufa, then Yeshua says Chesed the Gufa does not win. But in case you have a conflict between the Chesed the Gufa and other types of Chazaka, Chesed the Gufa will win. So the law is if a person has a nega, and then the hair on that part of the skin turns white, the law is if two hairs turn white, so then the law is the nega is tame. The pasuk says if there is seir lavon in the beharis. If, however, the seir lavon comes first, it was there, and then the nega comes to that place, it's tor. If it's a sofik, so the Tanakhama says tome, and Yeshua says keo. Yeshua mer keo, ken mefarash rab, what does it mean? Keo tor. So it's an idiom, it basically means it's tor. So how does the word keo mean that it's tor? Hareo ki keo hanega mimarehu, the same way in the case where a nega, which would had a bright mara, and if the brightness downgrades to a certain point, it's not considered tamei anymore. Shutor. So this is the same thing that the case of the nega is keo. The case of the nega is keo. Please. The nega is keo, so it becomes tor. So we're also when you have a suffix, whether the sar was there first, the sar was there second. Lachas and it's tor. So there's no connection between the idea of kea nega and over here the fact that it's tor. It's a way to say that it's tor. It has no halachic connection between the two. The rules, how that becomes tor, how this is tor. It's not why he chose that phrase. I'm not sure. Now, Zagrashi Mishum Ramersha Hadarshan Shamati. The name of Ramersha Hadarshan, which you usually find in Rashi, is in Chumash. They quote Ramersha Hadarshan. He said that Yeshua Kiyo. He had a girsa not of Chaf Hey Hey, but Kuf Yod Hey Hey. So my Kiyo. Amaraba Kiyo Betihir. Klemmer Kiyo Bedover, Benechel Kaleim Betihir. He got agitated about this issue and he's retired. Like a person gets on edge, teeth are on edge, when he's not listened to. It says Yeshua Kia with a kuf, and so Kia Tihir. So he held very strongly to his position. Okay. Now. Shukrashi Almud, how about we see Hamad Gubal Chaskasai, will it tamen on misafik? So, when we have the goof, till now, did not have tsaras, and you're questioning whether he got moves to a status of tsaras, so you're not matame misafik, you don't say that the person is tame mis, you're not matame him. Because maybe it changed, but the Chazaka says it didn't change. We discussed this once, and I'll tell you if I remember where. Maybe earlier in the Masechta, around the Sugya and the Daf Chof, that Rashi uses this phrase a lot of times, that the aside of Chazaka is that the Torah says that I don't create new halakhic status. Based on Suffolk. Right? Based on Suffolk. That we have a situation. The Torah says, yes, things change. When they change, we'll deal with it. Until they change, we leave it as is. Until we know for sure that it changed, we leave it as is. That's the yisod of chazaka. Okay. So fine. So that's the first point that Rabbah says. And Rabbah says now, answering the issue between the Reisha and the Seifa, Rabbah says a yisod.
How does this have an interplay with, like, you know, Suffolk Doris and Lechumra?
That's when it's a Suffolk. Chazaka says that you don't deal with it as a Suffolk. It doesn't have a bona fide status of a Suffolk because I have a Chazaka. Let's go through the cases, you know. Like the scenario of the Ashes Kayan. Right? I mean, theoretically, we wouldn't have dinner chazaka unless she'd have her husband sitting in front of her. Right? She'd say, I don't know if he's alive. Right? So, every second of the rest of the chumra, how can I eat it? I don't know for sure. So, we understand that the Torah came along and said that we're not mechuyev to ask any questions.
Well, there's a miyu there. I mean, you know, Ruba de Ruba, it's he'll be alive.
Actually, well, people die.
What?
Actually, road people die.
Okay, yeah, but
we don't know when. We don't know when. Okay.
But a short period or a long period, right? That's, I mean, here if we're talking about a short period. I mean, even if it's 30 years.
Right, we can't project into the future. Road people die. The question is just when, right? So I'm not sure the right would necessarily help you.
No.
What?
No.
Right. But Chazaka says we have no reason to ask any questions. There's no reis alafanetim, right? So that's part of the din of Chazaka. So now it comes along the chiddush of the gemara over there. I have a reis alafanetim. The negar did change. The case of the core for the din of Chazaka is from a case of a negar, actually, right? It actually changed, right? So the question is just, okay, when did it change? So Chazaka says, again, that part of the process of Chazaka is I assume that the status remained the same until I knew otherwise. So it's also part of the concept of Chazaka. So I have a suffix in front of you. The Torah says that the chiddush of the din of Chazaka is that you leave it as is. I mean, it's a very powerful thing, Chazaka. Facet, you know, man throws the get to the woman. The divorce is, we're not sure if the get landed closer to the woman. She's divorced. It landed closer to him. She's not divorced. She was an ishish until now. She's still an ishish. She's mizana tomorrow. She gets misa. Pretty powerful, right? Chazaka is not a. It's a very powerful concept, but you know, it's exerts a cost. But I wouldn't necessarily. In that situation, you're right. As the sake of the rights of the chumra, she can't be mizana, but she is. You can't kill her. You have an isra ritzicha. Suffolk is a ritzicha. Chazaka says, no. Chazaka is a very powerful thing. Rabba Mareisha Kanim Sukan Hoyu. Rabba Mahada looked with Kula to Rabba Gamliel. Rabba says, really, I can understand the whole Mishnah is Rabba Gamliel. The community Hilchos of Kavosei of Parakamo. We come out in the first parak to be passing like Rabba Gamliel. And I can have this Mishnah go according to the Hilchos. Okay. So therefore, in the Seifa, so we said before that the Seifa, it goes like Rabban Gamliel, that the husband has to, the husband, the moon was only found after she came to base the husband's to the husband. So he has to prove that it happened earlier, and if not, he has to pay. Which means the Chazaka the Gufa, which says that she wasn't born with this mum. This mum developed. Chazaka the Gufa tells me it happened later rather than earlier, and therefore it happened after the Erisin. And he owes her a ksuba. So the Seifa makes sense. The Chazaka the Gufa is so strong that it's Motzi Momen. So the Lordam Chazaka the Gufa Adif. The Chazaka the Gufa is Adif, and therefore in the Seifa you can collect the money. So the question is, why in the Reisha doesn't the Chazaka the Gufa tell me that the Mum happened after the Erisin? And if the Mum happened after the Erisin, he owes the Ksuba. So why in the Reisha does the father have to prove, and otherwise he doesn't have to pay, the husband doesn't pay? Reisha time of Mai. By the time Reisha time, Mishum the Kibun the Bebeis Avia Nimsu Hamumen. Israel Cheska Say the Av. The Chazakah, which is supporting the father's argument, has a race in it. Ikulmer Khan Hoyu Kadam Erisit. That we have the mum lefanenu here in this, and that's also a form of chazakah, that we see the situation of the goof right now is X, so we have to wonder at what point in time did that happen. Now Rashi says according to this, perkamanami putayo benichusur reshus abal, he the case where Rigamil said that the chazakah allows the woman to collect is already after nesuin. And that's when Rabbi Gamliel said, the Chesed Zaguf tells me over there in the first parak that she did, that the girl starts out as a psula. The question is, she became a ba'ula. When did that happen? Before the erisin or after the erisin? But it was only noticed, made aware by after the nesuin. So the question is, so once it's reshus habaal. You say kan nipsu kan hoyu, which tells me the argument is that there's no reis on the cheses of, and the change of her status from psula to bula happened through the happened later, not earlier. Okay, that's what Rambam said as a locha. So there's no reis on the cheses of in that concept. So chazaka takes into consideration the place is part of the consideration as well. Okay, so the Mora is going to challenge this. Esay Abaya, something more about halfway down the page. Esay Abaya. Nichlus of Rishus Abal. Bryce says, if she thinks of Rishus Abal, the husband has to prove that the Mumen were there before the Erisin. And his Mekach was a Mechotos. Right, so that's the lashon of the Mishnah, right? Okay, the lashon of the Mishnah. So really, yeah, fine. So the lashon of the Mishnah is that the husband has to prove that the mumen were here before the erisin. So Bai says, according to you, Rava, it says, Ashal Tizaris in, Mishi Tizaris Lord. Let's say the husband can prove that the mumen was here a month after the erisin. So now it comes out that the moon was Nimsa Bebeis Avia. So you should use the rule of Kan Nimsa Kan Hoyu. The case of the Sefer was the moon was only Noida after the Nisuan. She's already in Rishus Abal. So the moon was only known Rishus Abal. So that's not a race on the Chazaka of the Goof to the father's benefit to make. But if he can prove that the moon was there Bebeis Avia, even if he can't prove it was there before the Erisin, now there should be a raise in the Chesed Av, and the husband shouldn't have to pay, according to you, Rava. Okay, so Rava says back that. That Mishan, if he proves that the moon was there before the Erisin, so he proved the moon was before the Erisin, so he doesn't have to pay. But if they only found the moon, Mishan Yisarso, there's another thing which we could add into the conversation. Mishum Nikla Memer Chazaka Ein Adam Shoisa because Elam Kain Boid Koi. So let's introduce a new argument. that probabilities are that he did know about it. And if he did know about it, so we're proving that the mum was here. Okay, fine. But there's the next step of the question is, what was the did the husband know about it or not? He's claiming now he did not know about it. It's a mechatos. Really? Probabilities are that he did his research through the what's available to him, let's say the relatives, etc. And he, if he didn't know about it, so he was nispayus, and he went ahead anyway, it means he was nispayus. Versus, what does that mean? So then, what does it help me if the husband proves that the mum were there before the erusin? So the Mishnah says, if the husband proves that the mum were there before the erusin, he can argue mechatos. What do you mean? We have chazak, a person is boydik, and he's pious. So more see helchi achal tizaris nami. So Ella, so what must we say? Why, if he proves that the mum were there before the erusin, that he doesn't have to pay the ksuba, is because Ella mina chazaka ain't a mifayis b'mumen. We say that we don't assume, we assume the person is not in his pious b'mumen. And had he known about this mumen, he would not have went ahead. If he went ahead, it's a right. He didn't know about it. So that's a mechotos. So that's true. So if that chazak is true, your chazak that a person must have been baidik and him is nispayas is not true. Okay. Ella more like this. Mishin isar so shum the ikatarti. If the mum was only found after erusin, we assume two arguments. Number one, chazaka hemen aguval cheskasa. The chazaka says that the mum that any change happened later. So the chazaka says that the mum was not here at the time of the erusin. So then the mechah is valid. And the chazaka ain't the mishayis because elam came boitka. Hi, Robin. If I assume, so what? Maybe, but we have to contemplate. Kind of second how you that should argue that even though there's a chazaka having the gubal cheskasa that it happened later. Kanahoyu says once we have it in Lefaneda at that point, we have to be concerned it was there earlier. Okay, but he might have been, if that's true, we can argue that he knew about it and he accepted it. So we have an argument in both directions, under both possible circumstances. Maya Marta, but Chazaka ain't a mefais for moment. So, but you could argue against that there's a Chazaka person doesn't accept moment. Well, ha bichadam akum tarti, bichadam akum tarti, loyar minin. So that's one argument against the two arguments, which are to the benefit and to the favor of the woman, and the woman will win. However, that's in the if we prove that it was there, he only has Aiden, which can prove that the moon was there. After erusin, however, actual tizars, if he proves that the mum was there before the erusin, so the chazaka of when it happened is irrelevant. The chazaka saying it happened after the erusin is not true. We know that it was there before the erusin. So what's the issue? So we have two chazakas. So ma'ika. Chazaka and Dainam Shes because Salam came by High Robin Ifayasu. Arab Chazaka and Mefayasu woman. Therefore, we have Chazaka against the Chazaka. We have a Maman al Cheskasa. We leave the money where it is. Okay. So that's the end of the Rabba's approach. And let's hold it here.